service to God, and standards of good. The Christian life is a threefold experience, three phases planned by the Trinity: salvation, sanctification, service. First, we come to Christ for salvation. Our sins are forgiven. We are born from above and become a new man. He becomes related to us. Second, we live in Christ for sanctification, to be made like unto him. Our entire life from then on is being conformed into his image as we die to self. And we grow from babyhood to maturity as he trains us through it. Third, we work for Christ in service, but we work his way, not ours, as ambassadors of the cross. For it is to be him that lives in and works through us, to live and work for his good pleasure, to the praise and glory of the Father. Many sincere Christians start out their Christian life determined to serve the Lord. They believe they're saved to serve. Oh, and indeed it's true. We are all saved to serve. We become the Lord's representative on earth, and this is his will and his desire. It was better that Jesus went away so that his spirit could become an internal presence. Had Christ not gone away, he could have been no more than an external presence. But Christ's physical presence was not sufficient for his disciples to have faith in him. How often did he warn them, "O ye of little faith!" They did not really know him. Even after 3 long years, the disciples were little influenced by his physical presence, for they all forsook him and fled. They all denied their Lord. And just like Israel, these dear disciples became an example to the body of Christ. Oh, Christ may be with us, but unless he lives through us, we too will be ineffective. How true must be his plea to us all, "Ye in me and I in you." Oh, but many in the church today seek to serve in the same way as did his disciples. They know their Lord, they believe in him as the word of eternal life, and yet they try to serve him in their own strength. They tried to serve him for their own imperfect purpose. Some remember the filth and debauchery from which they were rescued. Or they recount with horror the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life. And in utter horror of their old life and in thanks to God, they try to make recompense. One may have stolen from a loved one to furnish a hidden sin or craving, and seek to recompense their former indulgence by generous giving to the poor, in the hope that God will be pleased with their good efforts and kind deeds. Or another may have mistreated others for self-satisfaction and be racked with guilt, and try to recompense their misdemeanours by supporting widows and orphans, in the hope that God will be pleased with their worthy walk and kindly activities. Such considerate deeds may appear to be generous and done with all good intention. But this is not the good work that God seeks from his own. This is not the service he desires. Sins have been forever forgiven at the point of salvation. Evil that has been repented of is drowned in the ocean of God's forgetfulness. The old creation in Adam has become a new creation in Christ, and works are not to be ministered as penance or done to recompense God. It is Scripture that is the plumb line for Christian works, not a guilty conscience. There is no guilt for a forgiven sinner who is forever a saint and a child of God. Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." Believe on him. Believe in him for the forgiveness of your sins. Believe him that through life's trials you are being changed into his likeness by sanctification, so that the service you do is not of yourself, but him living it through you. Oh, it's such a simple concept, and yet so few Christians really understand and practice it. It is in him that we should live and move and have our being. And the works that we do are planned by him, and then performed by him, but he does it in and through you, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It should not be the service of the flesh, or the works of a guilt-ridden conscience. Or you may be called to support widows and orphans, or to give to the poor. You may be called to minister to thousands, or just to pray in your isolated closet. But it is his to will and to do, in and through you, for his good pleasure. Oh, and this may be the work that God has for you, but it must be his will and not your conscience that performs the service. Your service to God must reflect his only standard of good, and that's the Lord Jesus. If your threefold Christian life is to be pleasing to him.